For the week of January 23rd, 2022, the death rate spiked 58% over the average from 2015 to 2019. What really concerns me is how much higher the levels are right now, going into these same months for 2023, that we saw this plus 58% spike in 2022. So the blue line is the average from 2015 to 2019. The red line is the actual observed number of deaths. And the yellow line is the excess deaths, which is the red line minus the blue line. Observed minus expected. And the chart down below, which is percentage increase in mortality, is the yellow divided by the blue. We are witnessing a horrible historic moment in Australia. We're seeing a massive wave of death, a tsunami of death. So on this screen, we have two charts stacked on top of each other. Their x-axes are the same. This is weekly data from Australia, and what we see is the excess deaths in yellow here, climbing and climbing and climbing. We can also see the trend line here ramping upwards, and the observed excess deaths are staying right in line with this line. So our trend line is going up, our excess deaths are going up and up and up in more or less a linear fashion, with the exception of this huge surge, well in excess, in the months of January and February 2022. And we also see a very concerning trend for the percentage increase in mortality. So that's the yellow line divided by the blue line. The blue line is our baseline, pre-pandemic, from 2015 to 2019, the five-year average. And this is a month-by-month average, so we see a seasonal cycle. So from the left side of the chart to the right side of the chart, it's a little bit more than 1 year. What I'm most concerned about is coming back up on this same period in 2023 at much higher levels of death. So of course, what we've witnessed, what we're looking at here, is beyond a tragedy. It's absolutely heartbreaking how many people have died. And my question is, will 2023's death spike be even worse? My analysis points to forecasting yes. So this top line here in red, these are the observed deaths for these dates on the bottom. These are weekly observed deaths. The blue line here uses the number of deaths per month over the 5 years from 2015 to 2019 to give us the pre-pandemic baseline. And the yellow line here are the number of excess deaths, which takes the red line, the observed deaths, and subtracts the blue baseline, five-year average, pre-pandemic. So our percentage mortality increase, this bottom chart, simply takes this yellow line of excess deaths and divides it by the blue line. And that gives us the percentage increase. And we're coming up on the same season where this year, at the beginning of the year, we saw this colossal death spike, plus 51.5% in the week of January 16th, 2022, plus 57.6% for the week of January 23rd, 2022. And then it's plus 52.9% the next week, plus 51.1% the week after that. And then it tapers off a little bit. A die-off of massive proportion in Australia. And I suspect foul play. I think we're in the middle of a genocide. And unfortunately, it looks like it's ramping up and up and up. Because as we enter the same period, January, February, we're now at much higher sustained levels of percentage increase to mortality. So I want to read out 8 weekly data points for the last 2 months, and then we're going to compare it to right before this death surge last year. So June the 12th, 2022, plus 39.8%. Then it was up 42.9%. Then it was up 38.5%. Then up 35.1%. Then it was up 41.6%. The next week, up 41.4%. Then up 42.5%. And the last data point, up 35.2%. Now keep in mind, these are provisional deaths. And after following this for a few months, it seems like they usually tell us later on that there were more deaths. So I expect these columns to keep inching up. So from the last 2 months of data, the last 8 weeks of data points that have been published by the government, we can see that the observed deaths are soaring, plus 39.6% over the baseline pre-pandemic from 2015 to 2019. So for those last 2 months of data that we just read out, the average is plus 39.6% over the expected five-year average 2015 to 2019. It is up almost 40%, 39.6%. So to look at the prior year, we have to turn our attention to the left side of the chart. So starting at the second column here, that's June the 13th of 2021. So if we look at the same period in 2021, starting in June, going into July, we get an average of 19.2%. So the same months in 2021, the number of deaths were still well in excess, but 19.2% in excess. Now we're seeing the percentage increase in mortality well above that, more than twice as high. So it was plus 19.2%, now it's plus 39.6% for the same time period 1 year later. And what happened between these two ranges that we're looking at? This huge death spike in January and February. So if we're seeing the percentage increase in mortality double from this massive level of plus 19%, plus 19.2% to be exact, up to plus 39.6%. Well, what's this death spike in January and February going to look like if it hits us again? Might it hit us twice as hard? If we were to see a similar doubling to this death wave in 2023, that would be plus 115.2% over the baseline. So not only are we in the midst of a total disaster, seemingly a huge genocide of the Australian people, we could have even bigger problems on the horizon. Another wave of carnage and destruction and death rolling in just months away. Absolutely horrifying. But obviously it's extremely concerning that we're coming in at a much higher rate to where last year we were just completely blindsided. Plus 58% over the five-year average, 15 to 19. I think it's worth pointing out that the Australian Bureau of Statistics looks like they're really fudging the numbers, and people are just parroting what they say. For example, it says here, in July there were 18,000 deaths, 16.2% above the historical average. And in my data, it's up 35.1%, plus 41.6%. Plus 41.4%, and plus 42.5%. So how can we be so different? Well, the baseline we use. They use this really absurd baseline. It says here, the baseline includes deaths from 2015 to 2019 for 2021, and for 2017 to 2019, and 2021 for 2022. So I think their baseline should be thrown out, and that's exactly what I did. I'm keeping it really simple. 2015 to 2019 wasn't that long ago. I want to see how much higher it is than that. And that's what we're seeing on this chart. And it's climbing. So don't believe them when they say it's up 17%. You can see this dude, Adam, on Twitter. Australian excess deaths, 16.2% above normal in July. So one major reason I make these videos is to show how bad this type of analysis is that just gets parroted from government bureaus of statistics. It's absolutely absurd. So we're going to be following the death spike. This is extremely troubling. All eyes are on Australia as we approach these months that brought so much death, so much carnage last year at the beginning of 2022. So very disturbing that we're seeing this trend continue as we approach the one-year anniversary of this colossal death spike. Will 2023's death spike be even worse?